Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Tom is out this week. My name is Matt Pauly. Great to have you with us. You normally hear me hosting Sports Open Line and also Rush Hour Sports weekdays between 5 o'clock and 8 o'clock, but happy to be with you a little earlier in the day today, and very happy to welcome onto the show for his weekly conversation. He is the Cardinals President of Baseball Operations. He is Chaim Bloom. Good morning, Chaim. How are you?
Hi, Matt. I'm doing all right. How are you doing?
I am good. It's good to be able to talk with you. Do you, during this time, free agency hasn't hit yet. That opens up a handful of days after the World Series. Are you able to just sit back and enjoy watching the World Series, or is it more kind of always being in work mode even when watching games?
Well, certainly right now we're in work mode with just stepping into the role and having a number of things we want to do operationally and on the staffing side. That's definitely occupying a lot of time. And frankly, throughout the industry, that really, if you're not fortunate enough to be still playing right now, if you haven't earned that privilege, then you end up really being in HR season, so to speak, regardless of where you are. I think it's a little more right now just because it's my first off season in this role. Once in a while, managed to catch a little bit of playoff baseball. Did happen to watch game two last night with my kids, who really enjoy the game. But candidly, when you're not in it, it's just kind of a motivator to get to work and try to do better.
The Toronto Blue Jays are interesting because they're a 74-win team last year. They're in the World Series this year after a fantastic regular season. I was just talking with Kevin Wheeler a moment ago, and he brought up the fact that one of the things that a lot of hitters this year for Toronto did was really improve bat speed, and that is something that's helped them out. Is that a good lesson that even at the major league level, you can do things to help players get better in an impactful way?
100%. I think it's something that the industry as a whole has gotten a lot better at over the last 5-10 years, is understanding that you can move the needle on players more than we used to think when my career started, that there are different ways to do that, even with players who may appear fully developed, and that also that development can't stop at the big leagues. If you're on a big league staff and you don't see yourself really as just the next level in this development system, then you're just passing up an opportunity to get players better. So that's certainly something that we feel. It's something I think the industry's gotten a lot better on, and it's something where we want to continue to step up our game.
This coaching staff has a lot of development and coaching background. How important is that for your organization to have that at the major league level?
I think it helps with continuity up and down. You know, in 2024, when I was doing my work analyzing our minor league system, I didn't just talk to people who are coaching in the system right now. I was able to talk to some of our big league staff who coached, managed, played, you know, in Ollie's case, all three within our system. And that was really helpful. It's good not just to get a perspective on the present, but also get a perspective on the past. And sometimes when people have been in an arena and then they step outside of it, even if they're still in the organization, but they're in a different part of the organization, just gives them good perspective on it.
We're talking with Cardinals President of Baseball Operations, Chaim Bloom. You talked about it when you got hired, and you just alluded to it a moment ago. From a staffing standpoint, there's stuff to do. You also talked about the process of it, and last year adding some individuals, this year adding some individuals. Can you give kind of an update on where that's at, and once everything is in place, how much more robust maybe the organization will be in terms of human capital?
Yeah, last year we were able to start revamping the player development and performance departments, which we did by adding a number of staff at the coordinator and director level, and of course the assistant GM level with Surf. That isn't done in those two departments. We're really in the process of it now, where we're going to be moving some things around and adding some people in those departments still, just to keep us on the path that we want to go down of just making sure we can serve our players and improve our players as much as possible. And we've also started to look at some other areas of the organization where we have a chance to make improvements. That's part of how I tried to spend this past year, was just get to know the rest of the organization. This is really more something right now where, granted, there's always going to be some change, and there's always going to be a few people here or there that may not return, and some people that may move around, but really it's more about adding talent. And so we're in the process of doing that now. And hopefully as we get deeper into the offseason, I don't know that you ever feel like you're done, but hopefully we get deeper in the offseason where we reach some kind of stopping point where we can say this is our crew for 2026 and let's roll forward. But it's exciting to have the chance to do that, exciting to get the support from ownership to do that. And just to continue on this path of having, you know, continuity from within the organization and people who have been here who can continue to showcase their talents and hopefully do that in new ways, and then add bright minds and new ideas from the outside.
Is there a sweet spot when it comes to a coaching staff on how many people need to be there? The individuals have been added. We see some of these coaching staffs in Major League Baseball that seemingly have too many guys. Like, how do you and Ollie go about figuring out just how many people and the roles that you want for the different individuals?
Yeah, it's a really good question. I don't know that there's one perfect answer. You just have to find out what works for you. What's that right mix of making sure you have all the necessary support and the right voices in the room without having so many voices that people are tripping over each other or that messages get muddy? Cardinals have always been on the leaner side, and we are in growth mode, but we still want to make sure that everything we do is with a purpose, that we're not just trying to throw bodies at a problem that oftentimes doesn't help. And it just leads to waste down the road. And like I said, it can lead to mixed messages, but trying to make sure we do have the capacities that we need to be able to compete.
A few more minutes with Cardinals President of Baseball Operations, Chaim Bloom. St. Louis probably led the world in the last 2 weeks on people Googling Hagelin's deformities, which is what Lars Nootbaar had. It's a heel issue. There was a surgery that went along with it. And over the last week or so, there's been a lot of people trying to figure out what that's going to look like for Nootbaar long term. I know you guys are there's no set timeline at this point, but are you able to share at least a little bit on what that looks like and your hopes for Nootbaar going into next year?
Yeah, for sure. I had to Google it myself a few weeks ago. So anybody who also had to do the same, unless they're an orthopedic surgeon, probably shouldn't feel that bad. It is something where this particular type of surgery, there's not a lot you can find as far as a track record within baseball players, although there have been some before. And there is an extensive track record of this in some other sports. So it's really something that the procedure itself at this point is pretty routine for a professional athlete. The timetable is really the biggest question mark in a sense, which is why we didn't put one out. But that said, this is something ultimately we hope this actually leads to be more of a solution for some of what has plagued Newt in terms of his running speed and just not being able to move around like he used to. Certainly at the outset, you got to make sure you're coming back from this right. And we don't want to rush the process at any point. But this is something where we've seen this a lot. You see offensive linemen get it. You see baseball players get it. You see basketball players get it. And there's a pretty well-worn path of coming back. We're definitely not wanting to rush this, but certainly optimistic with it. We have not ruled out opening day for him to be ready. I think if you ask him, he'll tell you he will be. We're going to make sure he gets the requisite spring training buildup. So if it gets into the season a little bit, we're prepared for that because we don't want to rush him. But we haven't ruled out him being ready at the outset, and I think he will tell you that he can.
Are you able to speak to how much it actually impacted him this past year?
Well, we won't know till we're really on the other side of it, but it does make some sense when you think about sprint speed and his defense, regressing, and then just seeing him move around at times. He did not look like the Newt of old. And when you get into some of the irritation he was feeling really in both heels and that Achilles being aggravated, it all kind of adds up to where this may have been more of an aggravating factor than I think anybody knew at the time. Obviously, knowing the history he has and the pride he wanted to take in going wire to wire, I think this is something he wanted to gut out. But how much it impacted him, you know, certainly stands to reason it could have and may have made it harder to battle through some of the other things he was trying to battle through. Because if your base, if your foundation is affected, it really affects you all the way up the chain.
Last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Thing for a Heim Bloom, since we're talking about injuries, the Brendan Donovan situation where the injury started kind of a small deal that he tried to play through, and then that moved up to the groin, and then all of a sudden that turns into sports hernia. When you and Oliver Marmol get to a point where you're talking through guys playing through injuries or guys taking a seat, what does that look like? Because there's gonna be guys who want to play through things, but at the same time there's a scenario where if you play through something small, it could turn into something larger, kind of the way it happened seemingly with Donovan.
Yeah, that's also relevant, obviously, or may have been relevant. You can't know for sure, potentially with Lars also. Something you got to bear in mind. I mean, this is a game where obviously it's an everyday sport. No one's 100% at the end of the season. So if you're saying, hey, someone's not 100%, they shouldn't play, you'd have nobody out there for any club because you really aren't 100% except on opening day, and sometimes even not then. It's just what the sport requires is you do play through some aches and pains. And a lot of players appropriately so take pride in doing that. If you're not available, you can't help. The question is, when does it become self-defeating? When does it actually hurt you in the long run? There's some science to that. There's also some judgment to that. I think from a front office perspective, obviously, we want to make sure we're having the right conversations, making sure the right voices are at the table to have those in the right way. And I know that that's something that even from the seat I was in this past year, I know those conversations do go on. So it's always something that everybody's talking about, and you want players to play and you want to let them play when they want to play. I think also from our seat as a front office, the deeper we can be, the more good options we can give our manager, both on the 26-man roster and within the system, then it's easier to give guys rest. Then nobody feels, including the players, like if I don't get out there, I'm really hurting the team. If you have other options to keep guys fresh, to give guys a blow from time to time, it just makes all that easier.
Heim Bloom is the president of baseball operations of the St. Louis Cardinals. Heim, thank you so much for taking the time. Have a wonderful week, and we really do appreciate you spending a few moments with us.
Sounds good, Matt. Thanks, and have a great week.
All right, very good. That's Heim Bloom joining us, Cardinals president of baseball operations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.